item number 14, an action item, approval of projects funded from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Conservation and Capital Account. Ms. Julie Horsley.
Good morning. My name is Julie Horsley. I'm in the Budget and Planning section of the Administrative Resources Division, and I'll be discussing funds in the Texas Parks and Wildlife Conservation and Capital Account. I'll start off with just some general background on the fund. This is a statutorily dedicated account that consists primarily of allocations from the Sporting Goods sales tax and revenue from the sale of our four conservation sites. Section 11.043 of the Parks and Wildlife Code governs the sources of revenue and the uses of the fund and provides that money in the account may only be spent on projects that have been individually approved by the Commission. The statute states that preference be given to projects that directly provide hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreational opportunities to the public, but also goes on to list examples of allowable projects, such as developing or improving lands and facilities, operational and maintenance costs related to parks, wildlife, and fisheries projects, and efforts to enhance conservation of historical, cultural, or natural resources. During this last legislative session, we did see an increase in the amount of funding that was appropriated to the sources that may have this account. In all, the General Appropriations Act provided a total of $6.48 million. About $2.92 of that was associated with conservation site balances and revenues. Accumulated account balances accounted for about $2.56 million, and the remainder, about $1 million, was associated with according to sales tax was allocated to the account. The Commission approved 2008 budget reflected a total of $6.45 million from this source, and the difference between the two really has to do mainly with the conservation site funds. The Appropriations Act figure for the conservation site included both balances and estimated revenues for 2008, and when we developed the budget, we included only the balances and chose not to reflect the estimated revenues. Instead waiting until those amounts are actually collected before we bring them into the budget. The budgeted figure also includes fringe, which is not directly appropriated to us in the preparation bill. While the overall amount of funding shown on this slide was approved by the Commission at the August meeting, information on the individual projects to be funded from these sources was not provided at that time, so we're bringing the project listing to you now for review and approval. Just a couple of things about the project list. There was some direction provided from the legislature on how the funds are to be used. Blue Bonnet Place were directed for purchase of state park transportation items. Some of the account 504 balances and Sporting Goods sales tax revenues were directed for infrastructure support costs and FTEs related to the state park exceptional items. And then about a little bit over $2 million was directed for state parks and minor repairs projects. Overall, the project funding listed in the exhibit totals to about $5.8 million, and the bulk of this is directed to projects in wildlife, state parks, infrastructure, and inland fisheries divisions. There is about $696,000 that's being held in reserve for fiscal year 2009 projects that's associated with whitetail deer and horn-toed plates, and those monies will be carried forward into 2009. This is the recommended motion. Basically just asking that you approve the listing as shown in Exhibit A. And that concludes my presentation.
Julie, thank you. Having ridden around some of those transportation items in the state parks, I'm glad maybe we got a shot of getting a few new ones. They were getting the hand-me-downs from the game warden, so you can imagine what kind of shape they were in. Any questions for Judy? Okay, we have no public comments. Do we have a motion, please? Yes, Commissioner Brown, Commissioner Hickson. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.